This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady's in the gun. Colley and Tompkins left. Brady throws it to the end zone for Kenbrell. Tompkins leaping.
Touchdown! Patriots!
Kenbrell Tompkins!
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
That play fake by Brady. Short drop. Throw for Gronkowski. Makes the grab. Across the goal line. Tumbling in for a Patriots touchdown.
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots take on Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers on Monday Night Football.
Smith has the snap. He's in the pocket. He's pressured to his left. Pulls up, throws downfield towards Antonio Holmes. Ball batted toward the key to lead. He's got an interception thanks to Kyle Arrington.
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Monday Night Football, the Patriots and the Panthers.
You're right over there.
Tonight. I just need to make sure the mic was on.
All right.
I didn't want to make another one of those mistakes.
You're afraid to make sure that's, you know, on before you start.
That's what I was doing.
Or clear your throat before you start.
I did that. The mic wasn't on, Paul.
What the hell am I walking into?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, now Andy's here.
This Monday Night Football, just a big game, and you guys are arguing about the mic button.
How big is it?
I think it's a big game.
Yeah, it is.
I think this is a measuring stick game for the Patriots offense and the Panthers defense. Who's for real? Probably going to be the Patriots offense because, you know, it's Brady and everything. But I'm just saying, I think that's what the storyline is of this game. If the Panthers can do a good job, not a great job, don't shut down. I'm not saying you have to do what the Bengals did and, you know, 6 points and no touchdowns. But if you can keep the scoring, you know, 20 in that area, you know, right around 20s, I think people will be impressed, and then it's up to Newton to get enough points on the board to win.
Can he do that?
Probably. You seen this defense?
That's the kind of analysis you get from
Well,
Andy
we were all getting.
That's not much of an answer.
Tlaib's coming back. Woo! Wait, whoa, where's Dennard going? Like,
ouch.
You know, one step
eat
forward.
Sound or whatever.
All right, keep that in your pants.
I'm not even going to ask what it was.
No, I don't know.
Eat sound or whatever.
That was me.
Okay. Saying what?
I was making a bat sound.
Oh, I thought it was like, what does the sound say?
Very similar, though, Paul. Good point.
Thanks.
Well, we're off to a smashing start on the Dunkin' Donuts.
I blame
Patriots
you. You're the
social.
Radio host and the professional. We're just the clowns.
He's like clearing his throat. He's clicking the button.
That's
Darren. Darren
seriously.
Gave me a look.
Off the
I'm
air.
Not the only one who thought
we're
it was
like
a little strange.
We're like Amendola, yeah. Dobson. You're Brady.
Darren can
if
see it all the way from
it,
the poll center.
We oh, can't yeah. do it.
Ridiculous. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number.
This guy.
On the pregame social, if you want to get involved, please do
Pac-Man
it.
Pac-Man Jones would have been over.
Please send us an email, webradio@patriots.com. If Pac-Man Jones wants to come
hurts.
Back.
That one hurts a little bit more, doesn't
if
it?
If he wants to come back, I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
Oh, really?
I will take I will
10
take
weeks
it
in, he's ready to get rid of us.
If I have to take
Ben
the
Roethlisberger
off,
over here.
I
Andre Johnson over here.
Do.
The going gets tough, and I'll show up because I have a contract, but that's the only reason.
Wow.
I guess we'll have to have Pac-Man back here. I guess that's the way it's going to have to be. Patriots Panthers on Monday Night Football. This is a big game, not only for the Patriots, but this is a big game for both teams. I mean, they both have things that they can establish themselves with in this game.
And they're both right now, you take care of playing consistent football, which is something that very few teams in the National Football League can say. And either one that continues to do that is going to set themselves up nicely to be considered one of the elite teams in their conference.
Biggest question I have tonight is, does the Patriots offense show that it's anything like it was against Pittsburgh? And I'm not saying got to put up 55 points, but I think there was a level of cohesiveness and consistency in that game for that offense.
That happens in 7-on-7, skeleton, when the other team doesn't cover you.
But now you're against a legitimate defense.
That's true.
A legitimate, I mean.
But not a very good secondary, though.
Terrible secondary.
You think it's terrible?
Yes. A very, very good front seven. I'm not on the front seven is overrated board. I think Carolina is very good up front. I think they have a really good defensive line, and they have excellent athletic linebackers, led by Kuechly, the boy from Boston College,
yep.
who,
boy.
Believe me,
boy.
Believe me, I wanted to say was overrated because
luckily
I hate
he's white.
I hate BC. But he is terrific, and I think he is one of the more athletic inside linebackers that you'll find. I think he's like Willis and Bowman in San Francisco, and is a true three-down linebacker. I think they're very good up front. I'm not sold on the secondary. I think they can be picked on, and I think if Brady gets time, he will.
See, I think that the secondary is good. I think the secondary on this team is good, and I think they don't get enough credit, Paul, because of the guys up front. I think they're overshadowed by the guys
up front.
We'll
see. I'm not a huge believer in the Captain Munnerlands of the world.
I was going to say.
And Munnerland
this guy likes Captain Munnerland.
Munnerland has been talking this week about the secondary not getting enough credit.
Good.
They get completely overshadowed.
Good news. Good news for the Patriots.
They do. And he said no one, you know, I'm paraphrasing. He said no one, you know, plays the we don't get enough respect card more than he does with the guys in that secondary. Statistically now, they've got the best defense in the NFL. And they've got, you know, I think three times this year they've had the defensive player of the week, and none of them have been in the secondary. So they're playing up the whole, we don't get enough respect, we're being disrespectful.
They're not that good in the secondary. The good players are up front. The NFL recognizes that.
Quentin Michael is a scrap heap guy. He was a veteran that was cut at the start of training camp, at the end of training camp, and they picked him up. Mike Mitchell is best known for being wildly overdrafted by Oakland. You know, Captain Merlin, I think, is a nice player. He's, don't be afraid
people
to.
People only know him because his name's Captain.
I actually like him. I remember coming out. He's small. He's small. He's more of a slot corner, I think. Not to get all Gresham Zoe on you there, Beetle. I don't think he's necessarily.
Wham!
I don't think he translates
does
as well.
Does he match up with the X?
The outside.
What does he match up with?
You know, every once in a while, he'll come down and ear hole somebody, and that's he'll get you with the wham block. You get a little physicality between the tackles. Even though he's a corner at like 5'9".
I think Gresh is in mourning. You see the URI coach got canned today.
He lost 41 nothing to Maine or something like that.
Gresh was ranting on Twitter like, the program needs to decide what direction they want to go.
Well,
what direction is that?
That is true.
Why don't you just pull the plug like Northeastern?
Exactly. But that's what you
I'm
have
not
going to
comment on that. My program is not in any kind of great shape. So,
no, but you have to decide. What are you going to do? You either go all in like UMass did.
All in, baby.
Or pull the plug. Now, listen, 5, 6, 7 years from now, if you haven't seen any progress at UMass, you might have another conversation. But you got to go all in or all out. You can't play it halfway at that level. You just don't have the resources.
I love
to
how
compete.
We just easily transition from random topics and we'll go back to the game.
There's very
it.
Few guys that can talk it's intelligently about Captain Munnerland and URI football.
But you are not one of them.
Absolutely not.
Carolina Panthers, I said statistically the best defense in the league. First in total defense, which is in terms of yards.
Is that true after last night?
Yeah, last night with the Chiefs, they are now
that's
number
not really
one.
Fair, though.
Right.
Well, because they may not be after tonight with Tom Brady.
But teams have bye weeks and that type of thing. So you got teams that have played a different amount of games. It's not unfair.
Yeah, but it's yards per game.
Right.
So they're going to have a chance to lose that tonight.
Of course.
Of course they will. Anytime you play, you have a chance to lose it.
It's not really
but what
fair.
I'm saying is Andy.
The Chiefs play Peyton Manning.
You hit its time in the year in which some teams have had their bye and some have not, and you've got different amounts of games played, but still the statistics stand.
Statistics.
So instead of being second, they're first right now. It's not a big change. First in total defense. They're fourth in passing yards, so they can't be that terrible, Paul.
Well, yeah,
I understand
yeah,
they're
helped
immensely.
I'm going to tell you why that
the
they are what they are. You
right,
ready?
Go, please,
I'm going to tell
ahead.
You why they are what they are.
Please go ahead.
Okay?
Yes.
They have played E.J. Manuel, Eli Manning, when, we all know the kind of season Eli Manning has had, so it's not just one game that they
suck,
shut
suck, and more suck.
Okay? Carson Palmer, Christian Ponder, Sam Bradford, Mike by Glennon, Matty Ryan, and then Colin Kaepernick, who's also having a very bad year. The only good quarterback that they've seen all season long was back in week one, Russell Wilson.
I was going to say, I didn't hear one on that list, so there you go.
Well, I left him out on purpose. But
that's good. I see what you did there.
And I'll give them credit. That's a game they should have won. They lost 12-7. D'Angelo Williams fumbles inside the 10-yard line, going in late in the fourth quarter to put them ahead. That's a game they outplayed Seattle, and Seattle was a good off. I'll give you that. That's a good performance by the defense. You don't have to sell me on Carolina. Ask Andy. It was every year we sort of pride ourselves on trying to come up with it. The NFL, every year there's going to be 3, 4, 5 teams from the previous year that don't make the playoffs. And you got to try to figure out which teams are the ones. Well, Carolina's a team that I picked. You
mine was the Chiefs, by the way.
And he,
top
and Andy,
two defenses
Andy
in
picked
football.
Kansas City.
Yeah, you're listening to experts here.
So
EPGS.
You don't have to sell me on
Carolina. Who was
Carolina's
yours, Smarty?
Did I have one? I don't think I did.
I just think it's a lot easier to put up gaudy statistics defensively when that's who you face.
I don't mean to be like the contrarian here, but give them no credit for
helping
those quarterbacks have bad seasons.
the front
continuing to give those quarterbacks Eli Manning.
Well, you can't just have a bad season in a vacuum.
No, I know, but you made sure you weren't the game where they stopped having a bad season.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll give them credit for Russell Wilson. Absolutely. I give them a lot of credit. Because not too many other teams have been able to hold that team to 12 points. So I give them a lot of credit for that. I'm sorry, Eli Manning is throwing interceptions at an alarming rate all year.
So if they hold Brady down, well, Brady's just not having a Brady-like season. You know, he's a 55% completion guy. He's, you know, his ratings in the 80s. Not really that impressive if they stop Brady tonight, right? Because that's what he's done all year.
I would say it's a little more impressive if they do it to Brady tonight because this is only the second game that they've had all these guys available. So it's a little different.
I don't know.
I mean,
I just think you're brushing over a little bit of their success a little too flippantly.
I think defensively Carolina is very good. I think their secondary is not that good. I think the secondary is a product playing bad quarterbacks.
Secondaries don't play on their own.
But when you play bad quarterbacks and you have a good front seven, you're probably going to have a successful pass defense.
I think you're poo-pooing them. I don't think very much of them, but I think
that's
you're
fine.
Really
we can agree on this,
them.
Though. They play great team defense.
Yes.
Right? We'll leave it at that. Right?
I mean, we can all agree to that.
I
agree with you, but what I'm getting at is the reason why
guys are edgy.
We can fast forward to the end here when we give our picks out, but the reason why I think the Patriots are going to win this game is because I think Tom Brady is going to exploit a weak secondary.
Listen? Well, here's one of my concerns for the Patriots offense tonight is that Carolina with the front seven, they can pressure the quarterback. They're very good against the run. They're ridiculous against the run. I think they're giving up like 80 yards a game on the ground.
It's because they have a star in the middle.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect the Patriots to run the ball very well tonight. I agree with you. No, they're not.
They're not going to run the ball well. It's not going to be because
of Captain Merlin.
And here's my concern though, Paul. And this is where this secondary comes into play. If they force the Patriots to be one-dimensional in this game and they just stop running the ball, which has been a problem for them, and then you've got pressure on Tom Brady, is that not the recipe that the Patriots have had to lose games? Not just this season, but that could happen. I mean,
absolutely.
That happens for just about everybody when that happens.
If you shut down the run and pressure the quarterback in this league, you're going
to
win.
But the way to beat the Patriots has been to pressure Brady a lot of the time.
And they have the front four to do it.
Yeah, they can do it. This team can do it.
Yes.
And they don't have to do anything special to do it because of the guys they have
Correct.
Up front.
Yes.
But they also have to do it. I mean, there's some question mark there.
Something tells me if that's the
way
the game unfolds and Carolina wins the game and that's the way it unfolds, in about 6 hours, you and I are going to be arguing over whether that was because of the front four or because of the back four. Right?
I can see that happening. I can see that happening.
I don't think Paul will come down and argue with you.
By the way, did you guys have a fight on Wednesday?
It's carrying over here some animosity, edginess.
No.
This is not a fight.
This is called talk radio.
It's called having
guys
some fun.
Guys are edgy.
That's why we're off to a great start here.
Not all of us can reside in the middle gray area where you like to.
I don't. To languish. That's the first time I've ever been argued that I've been in the gray.
You know, where you like to languish.
That's the first time anyone's ever accused me of that.
Keep riding.
Usually it's this guy sucks.
Keep riding.
This is his first NFL play. You want to give him a second?
Kind of like 3 weeks ago when we were doing the picks and you go, Carolina's defense is terrible.
Yeah, I didn't know at that time. That was one of those where I knew nothing about them and I was just
now all of a sudden
it's
the greatest defense that ever lived.
No, it isn't. It's overrated. It's definitely overrated. I don't think they're the number one now, I guess, scoring defense in the NFL because Mark likes to give out awards before the weekend is complete.
But that's the only point. That's the only point I was trying to make.
He got the somewhat updated statistics from Stacey James in the Patriots' PR department.
His point is generally you don't necessarily
be up to the minute.
You don't do stats like in the middle of the week.
I mean,
you know, once the
really
week
fair.
Is ended, yeah, you know, and you kind of update your stats.
All right, let me change it then.
They're
number two instead of number one. And there's not much separation.
The number that really stands out to me, guys, by the way, is the 8 points allowed in the first quarter.
Good news. Both Cam Newton and Tom Brady showed up. So we will have a game tonight.
Excellent.
According to the cameras. And you know those two? What they have in common?
They're both quarterbacks.
Big Under Armour guys.
Yes,
battle of the Under Armour guys.
It's a good point.
One is like part owner and the other is the face of it.
They've done commercials together, I believe.
I believe they have.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah,
those
the ball
did not resonate as well as the commercial with the little kid for Under Armour.
I like the
Oh, that
kid.
Wasn't an Under Armour commercial, was it? That might have been an NFL ride
Cam
the bus.
Newton, little kid.
Yeah, play
yeah.
60.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
a play 60.
Good job. Good job, Andy.
Way to bring it. Why don't you get back in that gray area?
What am I going to crawl into your hair? Very little of it that's left.
It doesn't even make any sense.
Your hair is gray.
You couldn't crawl into my hair. I don't have any.
I know, it's true. You did get a haircut.
Makes no sense.
855-PATS500 is the phone number.
You're not bringing it.
Webradio@patriots.com.
I'm not made for Monday Night Football long weekend. I need a nap.
Yeah, that's true.
Hashtag PPGS on Twitter if you're
now. There's
on
already
Twitter,
photos I've been told.
Getting
by
ready
the way.
For the game. Photos of what?
There was. I correct me if I'm wrong here, young Darren. So I know
I'm
you.
Sure you are.
All right. You dabble in the Facebook page. There's some photos apparently of the event last night in Carolina at the Bikini Sports Bar or Bikinis. Some group photos, including Fred Kirsch, who made an appearance with the Triangle Pats Fans fan club down there. And some young ladies who obviously are wearing bikinis because that's kind of the shtick of their waitresses.
Beatles, he's focused over there.
You got those?
We're doing
Yeah. Oh. They're there.
Yeah. What do we got? Is it worth me getting up out of my seat?
Actually, wait a minute.
No.
This might be from something else.
that was actually porn.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring
that.
That
was my personal page.
Oh, I've just been locked out of my account.
That might be coming up in a little
bit. I don't know how that froze there.
But we'd like to. I've heard nothing but from Scott Zolak, some Carolina writer, even. Apparently, there's a ton of Patriots fans just everywhere in Carolina. Hey,
Zolak
tonight.
Put it very eloquently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt it.
The ponies with the beef. Are we off the rails here in like the first 15 minutes? I think we are. I think we're doing well tonight.
Maybe you should reel us back in.
Should I get back to that 8 points?
34-8, right, in the first quarter? 68-something.
38-8.
38-8 in even the first two quarters.
65-34 in the second quarter.
So that's like a 90-something.
I mean, 8 points
30.
In the first quarter all season in nine games. I mean, that's pretty impressive. That means that that tells me that they're, you know, at least well coached in terms of the preparation.
Well, that tells you that the crappy quarterbacks on the other side of the ball sucked even more in the first quarter. That's all that tells you.
Or maybe they're I'm trying to ignore him for you.
I don't understand why you can't acknowledge the fact that they have not played a very good passing game all season.
Well, are the Patriots a very good passing game?
Right now, I think they are. They haven't been all season because they haven't had Gronkowski, Amendola, and Vereen.
So if they
those
succeed
are three pretty
tonight,
big parts of the passing
they didn't play
game.
A very good passing game. But if they fail, well, it was now a very good passing game. You're putting them in a no-win situation.
No,
tonight.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
If the Panthers, you know, put these same kinds of numbers up and hold the Patriots to 15 points tonight, you think that will be the same as holding
I don't know.
Tampa Bay and St. Louis and Minnesota to that?
All I know is the Patriots, using your own phraseology, the Patriots have not been a very good passing game all
but
year.
Andy, there's a reason
they were a very good passing
been.
Game
what's
against
the,
a defense
what is
that
the reason
down?
That Minnesota's not a good passing game?
Because they're not a good passing game.
What's the reason Atlanta's not a good passing game?
Oh, I don't
what's
know.
The reason
I don't have an answer for that one.
What's the reason
they been.
Tampa Bay in St. Louis in Arizona? They're not very good.
I'm saying
the
I think
Patriots have an extenuating circumstance.
The Panthers some credit for
I
making
give them
sure
a lot of
all
credit.
Of those passing games or offenses stayed
did
at
did what they did
level.
In every other game this year.
No.
Yes.
No.
They didn't hold
no.
them to below their averages.
No. I mean, what did the Patriots hold the Falcons to? Falcons put up yards late against them, so if we're just going to go by numbers, right?
All right.
I mean, are we just looking at numbers, or do we give the Panthers some credit for making sure whatever they faced, they took care of?
I mean, the Patriots also faced Julio Jones and Roddy White, right?
Right.
I mean, the Panthers
well,
didn't.
Sort of. Roddy White was already hurt. He was limited.
But Julio
at that time.
Jones didn't
and Julio
play at all.
Jones took his ball and went home.
Well, he did have 150 of those yards.
Yeah, late.
I know. A lot of all the yards
but
came
that's
late. That's my point.
If we're just going to look on paper, I just think you're discrediting the Panthers more than the I have my doubts, and there's a
I'm
part
sorry,
of me that
they
thinks
haven't played
the Patriots
they
could come out
tested.
Tonight and spread them out and shred them and put up about 38 points and say, that's not a real defense, this is a real offense. I think there's a chance that happens, but I just can't poo-poo everything that the Panthers have done so far. I just can't.
But
when you're doing what they do in all areas,
you're taking it, Turner, to, an ex- you're taking it to an extreme. I'm not poo-pooing everything they've done.
Pretty much.
You said
they haven't played anybody.
They
that's
haven't.
The only reason they're good.
That second part is not true. That's not what I said.
So they're good because they played somebody.
They've been greatly enhanced by a bad schedule. Would you not agree with that?
I think they made sure it was a bad schedule. I think that
Andy, these teams, when they play everybody else, they're doing exactly what they did against Carolina, nothing.
Well, that's not totally true.
But no, it really is.
I mean, didn't they beat the Giants like 38-0 or 35-0 and blow them out?
They beat the Giants 38-0.
Okay.
Out of the Giants games.
So how did the Giants get four wins if they lose every game 38-0?
Well, They did lose
they
six
lost
in a row.
Six.
No, but
so they did
everybody else. Six. They've got four wins, so
no,
somehow
what,
they played a
they
game
did
where they
five,
didn't get beat
they did
38
what five other teams did to them.
Right.
Made them look bad.
But not what four other teams did. So give them credit for making sure that didn't happen. I just think you're totally.
I give them a lot of credit. They took care. They took care of several winless teams.
You can only play. I
give them a lot of credit.
Right,
but you can only play.
And you can only hold those teams to the fewest points in football.
This is getting blown into something that I'm not saying. I'm not suggesting that Carolina is 6-3 only because of who they played. I'm not suggesting their defense is number one in the league only because of who they played.
Well, then what was the point of listing off all the quarterbacks and what they did?
You have to take it into perspective. They have not been tested.
No one has
Kansas
said
Kansas City has a great defense, too, but they gave up 450 yards last night because they finally played a team that was good.
The best offense in football.
Exactly.
But, okay, so what other offenses would they face that you'd say was legit? I think the league has very few offenses where that are going to show up every week and do what the Broncos are capable of doing.
I think
so. Are you saying no defense
can be considered
good? I
don't think there's any other
offense
that's capable of doing what the Broncos are doing, but there's other offenses capable of moving the ball, and the Chiefs haven't seen them.
And neither the Chiefs nor the Panthers played any of them.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, so
except
the league,
for Seattle.
The league stinks then. I mean,
the league. You've been saying that for 2 years.
I know.
Now all of a sudden you're on the other side of the argument, so it's not true anymore.
No, I have to give them credit for passing the test that was put in front of them.
I give them all that credit. They took care of bad teams.
To Andy's point.
So they took care of the league.
That the entire league is bad?
Yes.
That's Andy's point.
I think the league sucks.
But you could, listen, I'm with you on the league.
If you're a defense, really, like the one measuring stick right now is the Broncos. If you don't face them, we can't anoint you good.
If we are comparing.
So it wouldn't be like the Packers or the Saints?
I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know what you consider good and what would validate defense.
I'm asking you who you consider good.
Not the Packers right now.
Because they don't have a quarterback. Because the Packers had Aaron Rodgers, Andy. You don't have to be super literal and be a smartass and just ignore the fact that the Green Bay
Packers
have a good
offense. You went off and listed everybody they played and basically poo-pooed everything they've done all year.
And which team, other than Atlanta, would you consider?
None of them.
Okay.
But because they didn't play the four teams you think are good or whatever.
Name a team that you think is good. I'm asking you to
name
them.
I am firmly on the table as saying there aren't any good teams in the league. I don't even think New Orleans is very good. I don't even
think
Green Bay
is
all that good. No,
okay.
I don't.
Well,
I
would be willing to give them more credit than you would then because I think there are more good teams in the league than you think.
Okay.
So I guess I'm giving them even more credit than you.
They played two of the best teams in the NFC from last year, right?
Who? Who
the
does?
Seahawks and the 49ers. Weren't they two of the best teams in the NFC from last year?
Yes.
And they went to San Francisco and beat them.
Yes, that's
but
true. I get that's a terrific win.
Okay, so it's a terrific win. So give the defense some credit.
I give
for
them a lot of credit. I don't know why you're saying
zone.
I'm not giving them any credit.
They didn't allow a touchdown.
Now the only thing about that is San Francisco's not scoring touchdowns against anybody else either.
So again,
they scored 20
so
yesterday.
So this is where we rip the rug out from under him and say you didn't play anybody because until Peyton Manning comes to town and you shut him down,
you're
not a good defense.
Just because they're not a good offense doesn't mean they're not a good team. San Francisco is a very good team. They're struggling on offense,
and
right
they beat
now.
That team
absolutely
in a very low scoring game.
Very good win.
Okay,
I said that.
Okay, so they're not as bad as you're making them out to be.
I said they started and they finished with very tough teams, Seattle and San Francisco. It was the seven in between that sucked.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Okay.
And you said I'm not giving them credit for anything.
I feel like you're not.
Well, okay.
I feel like in a league,
giving them plenty of credit.
A league where most teams go one on, one off, one on, one off, one on, one off, played five good games in a row. I give them credit for that. I don't care the opposition because I've seen about 27 of the 32 teams that are incapable of doing that, playing consistently.
Okay. Well, then when we were here on this show, talking about the Patriots' first five or six games, how are we talking about the Patriots' performance in those games?
It sucked.
Pretty uneven.
Right.
But we weren't giving them credit. We weren't giving them credit for taking care of bad teams.
Oh, I did. I said the fact that they were 7-2 despite playing crap, you have to give them credit for winning games and consistency in a league where there is none of that.
But you just said that the Patriots sucked in those games.
They did,
and
but
then
they
gave
won.
Them credit. So is that not the same?
I give them credit.
So isn't that kind of similar to what I'm saying?
And if they had put up the numbers that said they were the number one scorer, read them off to me. All the things they're number one in now after a partial weekend of action.
Total defense, fourth in passing, third in rushing, first in points allowed. They've allowed 115.
Up there in turnovers. You know, everything they do is good.
Fifth in interceptions.
It's not a Chicago Bears defense where they're just living off a million turnovers. If you can do it on offense,
I think
have shut it down.
I think Carolina's
defense.
Right. Red zone, third down, turnovers, running, passing, sacking.
I think Carolina
is
very good on defense. I just don't think that they've been tested. That's all.
I felt that when you were listing off what you mocking them with the quarterbacks.
You can make a joke here. This is where the Andy crack comes in with when you're going to take it to a hyperbolic state, like because you always do that with me.
I But it's the same thing everybody wants to do, is not give anyone in the NFL credit for playing consistently.
That's not true. All I was saying is that I don't think their pass defense in particular is as strong as the numbers indicate, because they haven't faced good quarterbacks.
I think they're
secondary. That's all all started with Captain Munnerlin. That's how this all started. Don't think the secondary is very good. The front seven is excellent.
But that's all you need in this league. Somebody can ride.
I'm not saying they're not good defensively.
I don't know what we're even arguing about at this point. Either way,
how good
you just stay to the
side. Defense is.
Andy and I will take this show home.
Yeah,
you
when
just
we
stay over
we
there
tried to let you open the show and set it like a real show, and you failed miserably.
Oh,
so we decided to make it talk radio.
Pac-Man, if you're listening, come back, please. 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. We're going to get to the phones. Plenty to talk about, as we could tell already, as it relates to this game tonight.
You know what this is all about?
What's it all about?
Cold reality that Andy and I will be here for another 12 hours.
There's something to do with that, I'm sure. Let's start
things.
I'm
not, I'm not happy.
And then go home for 4 hours and then come back to tape a TV show. This will be must-see TV, just so you know.
Let's
you might not want to tune in Thursday night on Comcast.
Let's talk to our buddy Jeff in Vegas. Hey, Jeff.
Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What do you got?
Excitement in this building, guys. It's going to be good to actually finally have a game to be able to dissect rather than just these hypotheticals. And I hear from, I guess there have been a lot of tweets out there. There seem to be a lot of Patriots fans in Carolina and around the stadium.
Yes.
That's good to hear. And I also saw Andy retweeting Skip Bayless and a Skip Bayless prediction.
Yeah, he picked the Patriots as long as Tlaib plays the whole game, basically, he said.
Yeah, he seems to pretty much know his stuff. I mean, it's not like he's just a Yahoo. I think when it comes to New England, even though I'm not necessarily a big fan of his, it seems like he does like the Patriots and kind of watches, you know, closely.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about Skip Bayless. I don't watch that show, I'm going to be honest with you. And I don't feel like I miss anything.
Yeah, I don't either. I just say I saw the Tebow stuff back in the day. I've seen some other people alluding back to what it was at Super Bowl 37. And is there anyone besides, I know Brady, but was Steve Smith the only Panther on the team at that time? I think he must have been.
Jordan Gross might be, I believe. Their offensive lineman, I'm going to go with.
Sounds right. I'm not sure if he was there then or not. Yeah. There can't be too many. Is Brady the only? Is that right?
Well, it was Brady and Wilfork, but now it's just Brady.
Now, Wilfork wasn't on the Panthers Super Bowl team.
Yeah, no.
He came in 04.
It's Brady. I think Jordan Gross might have been there, but
I think he was.
I'll look. Yeah, okay. You talk to Paul, I'll look.
Typical Pats PR with Hartwell over here.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
what do we got on the line, Jeff? What do we got tonight?
Give me a pick.
Yeah, first round pick 03.
So that was
New England's been completely disrespectful. Way early, the line opened, Patriots plus one. Now they're really up to plus three and counting. It seems like there's a lot of stubborn Carolina money that is disrespecting New England.
Well, this is their Super Bowl. We've heard about how much excitement there is in Carolina right now, not just because the Patriots are there Monday Night Football, but the fact that they're on a five-game winning streak and coming off a big win against the inept 49ers, as Paul Perillo calls them. But, there's a lot of emotion in Carolina.
Now I'll call them the high-flying 49ers.
Yeah, and I think the Panthers might be playing with some house money to an extent. I mean, we're hoping maybe the spot will be too big for them, but what do they have to lose, really? I mean, it's not a must win. I think they just want a good competitive performance, and getting the win on top of that would be a nice bonus.
Well, I think they want to win, and they want to prove that we are a contender.
The 22nd ranked offense, 32nd ranked pass offense, 49ers.
Where's our offense ranked?
Higher than 32nd.
Yeah, take out those 610 yards last week against a grandpa's defense.
Well, I'll take out the 450 that Kaepernick put up in week one against Green Bay. Then what are they? 132nd?
What are we doing here?
And arguing. How about the Ron Rivera factor? I know New England will have an advantage next Sunday night as well. Does Ron Rivera have, I'm hoping maybe he sort of, obviously New England has a coaching advantage there.
Yeah, I don't like ex-players as coaches. I don't.
I just like the blanket statement.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I think they're emotional. I think they're not as heady. But, you know, Paul and I were actually talking coming down about, you know, Mike Felger was on the radio spouting off about how he wants, you know, Belichick to coach circles around Ron Rivera, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I think he's right. I hate when Felger's right.
I think Belichick should have coached circles around Marvin Lewis, the career 500 coach who, right. you know, whose next postseason win will be his first, except he didn't, well, and they scored 6 points and they lost on the road because that team had a good defense and a good defensive front.
But they sort of tried to keep it away.
And the entire Patriots offense was on the sidelines.
We ready for a lock of the week here, Jeff?
Yeah, I know, this is going on quite a long time, Jeff.
You're getting in the way of our arguing.
Plus three, total 47. That brings us to the Jeff in Vegas Smart Money Play of the Week.
Yeah.
Heavens to Betsy!
Yeah, anytime New England is a three-point underdog, that represents value that you can't resist. I'm hoping Bill dials up something for Cam. I know he hasn't really ever faced him before, but hopefully he can, you know, he typically does pretty well containing, you know, the quarterbacks who can get out of the pocket. And let's just hope the Patriot New England playmakers can offset that defensive line. Hopefully we'll get some, you know, Brady, Amendola, Gronk, Dobson, Vereen, and Ridley can do enough to offset their front four. So take the Patriots, take the points, lock it in.
Locking it
right,
in, Jeff.
Locked in, Jeff. All right. Good
locking you in for lunch on Thursday.
I hear that a lot about the Patriots containing mobile quarterbacks, and I'm not necessarily sure I buy it. I think some mobile quarterbacks recently have lit them up.
Okay. Give me some examples.
Your not now. Don't give us those examples.
Oh, not now. Not
wait
now.
A minute.
That's
not
called
now.
A tease.
Paul, do a tease?
Not now. We're going to do that coming up in a little
that's
bit.
That's good. It'll allow me to do some research.
Not going
to
do that right
no,
now.
No, but I'm just thinking like Russell Wilson last year, Kaepernick last year.
But those guys beat
enough,
him with his
that's
arm.
Enough of that.
Even Geno Smith.
They threw the bleep
even
out of the
Geno
ball
Smith
on him.
This year you know, had one of his better games against the Patriots, running and passing.
I think you should do some research during the break.
Yeah, do some research. Coming up next, we're going to talk to...
I got to keep them in the pocket and make them throw. Well, those guys stayed in the pocket, and as you just said, Andy, they threw the ball pretty well.
Oh, Wilson actually rolled out a little before he toasted Tavon Wilson.
He can't make up his mind.
Joseph Person, Panthers beat writer for the Charlotte Observer, as we go behind enemy lines. That's coming up. We'll get to more of your calls as well at 855-PATS-500, and we're going to do some research and find out the mobile quarterbacks...
Oh, no, I just did it.
...that have gone after the Patriots. That's coming up at some point as
Randall Cunningham.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social with Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart, only on the Patriots Facebook page.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place, Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. You know the view from New England.
I'm defending the Patriots.
But what about the view from the other side?
It is what it is.
Time now to go behind enemy lines.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Mark Bertrand alongside Paul Perillo.
Andy Hart being inappropriate.
Always inappropriate Andy Hart. We're going to get into the poll center coming up with Darren Hartwell in just a few minutes.
Eat sound or whatever.
But before we do that, let's do something serious for once on this show and talk to Joseph Person, the Panthers beat writer for the Charlotte Observer, and he's covering this game tonight. Joe, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
We're doing all right. I've got a question for you about the Panthers secondary. Does it not get the credit it deserves? Or is it just okay and they get the appropriate amount of credit?
That's a great question. I mean, we, those of us around the team, from the off season on, have kind of pointed to the secondary as the Achilles heel, kind of keep waiting for it to get exposed. It hasn't yet. I mean, you look at the guys and it is most certainly a kind of collection of cast-offs. They've got a seventh-round pick in Captain Munnerlyn who starts at corner. They've got an undrafted rookie corner in Melvin White, and then a couple guys at safety that other teams didn't want. It will be interesting to see how they do with Brady, because a lot of this season what we've seen is their front four and their front seven getting to the quarterback, making things difficult enough to kind of to cover things up in the secondary. And as I said, it's going to be really interesting to see what they do with Tom Brady.
Joseph, I'm curious, you know, staying on that topic, do you feel like it's a product of some of the weaker passing attacks that they've seen during the course of the season as well? I mean, you had Seattle and San Francisco, the first and last game, but really in between, a lot of teams that are a little bit offensively challenged.
Yeah, you know, it's a couple of things. I think that's part of it. And then the other thing they do is they have a pretty smart scheme for their personnel that you will not see this team unless they go completely out of character, and they're not going to do it against Tom Brady. But they play a lot of soft zone coverage where the corners are rolled back, you know, 6-7 yards off the line of scrimmage. They are willing to concede the slants, you know, the quick outs. They want balls, they want catches kept in front of them, and also with that front four getting a lot of pressure without the need or use of much blitzing, that allows their linebackers to go back in underneath coverage too, which it's really a smart scheme Sean McDermott has used for his personnel. Now, if they don't get the pressure, and then, you know, and you've got the time, then anyone, in particular Brady's going to find the holes in that secondary. But when they get pressure out of their base, as I said, they have a good secondary scheme to kind of cover things up.
Joe, I'm wondering what the overall emotional state of the team is, because obviously, you know, they were kind of going down the road of another bad season, and there were reports that maybe they were already looking for Rivera's replacement. Now they rattle off five in a row, and they got Monday Night Football, and, you know, Tom Brady coming to town, and they got the best defense in football. Are they looking to prove something tonight, and where is that confidence level? Do they believe?
Yeah, no question. I mean, this is the ultimate litmus test for this team. I mean, they had a huge win last week at San Francisco against, of course, the defending NFC champions. But to come back home off of a win like that, I mean, you can imagine this city has really been on fire for the last 7 or 8 days since that Niners win. They were already pretty excited. But I think the fan base included was sort of waiting to see if this team was for real after they beat up on the Giants and the Rams and the Vikings and teams like that. And to get that Niners win, you know, this is the most excitement that's been around this team since 2008. I mean, this is a team that's really kind of been out, and I use the expression in my column today, they've been out in the NFL wilderness for several years. They had a 2-14 season in John Fox's last year here. They kind of got him fired. It got them, what it did get them, is the number one pick where they got their franchise quarterback in Cam Newton. But then even Cam's first 2 years have been kind of a long slog where they won games down the stretch in what amounted to meaningless games.
We want to talk a little bit about Cam Newton, Joe, and just we've focused on the defense, but this offense has been able to protect the football a little bit better the last five games during the winning streak. Can it score enough points if Tom Brady in this passing game is a little bit more reminiscent of what we've seen over the last few years than really what we've seen early in the year? If the Patriots are successful offensively, can Carolina keep up?
That's the question. You know, Cam has not played particularly well the last two games in wins against Atlanta and then last week against San Francisco. And I don't think they can afford to get in a big hole. I mean, you know, they give up a touchdown or even 10 points, that's one thing. But I think if they get two touchdowns down, this one thing this offense has become under Mike Shula, who was the quarterback's coach here. He took over for Rod Jasinski when Chud went to the Browns. This was a big chunk offense. They were number one and number two in the league in big plays, 20 yards or more, in Chud's first two seasons here in Charlotte. They are now tied for last with Arizona in that category. So but they're winning. So it's, you know, it's kind of hard to fault them. But that slow, methodical, you know, kind of long 8-minute drive won't necessarily be a good thing if they get down early in like a 14-0 hole.
What do you expect them to do offensively? Obviously, the Patriots have some injuries on defense, and their run defense has been a little suspect since Mayo and Wilfork went down. Are we going to see, you know, some read option and an emphasis on the running game early with Williams and even Stewart now back, or will they take some chances and try to make some plays through the air?
I think you're going to see a little bit of both. I mean, they do have that nice zone read option, which Cam Newton has become very adept at running. He knows when to keep it, and he has a real good feel for when to leave it in the gut of Jonathan Stewart or D'Angelo Williams going up the middle. It's an offensive line that doesn't get a whole lot of publicity or a lot of credit, but they're pretty solid. They got a lot of veteran guys up there. A couple guys who've been to a few Pro Bowls in center Ryan Khalil and left tackle Jordan Gross. And, they've got to take some shots deep. In fact, you know, talking to people around the league, that's the one knock they've said about Shula is it's been, you know, as I said, it's been working. So you don't want to just completely overhaul it. But I do think they need to take a couple shots deep and see if they can get that secondary loosened up a bit.
Can Steve Smith still get deep? Is he still a playmaker? Or, I mean, it seems like numbers-wise, his average is down. Seems like more of a possession receiver. What does he have left?
that sort of seems what his role has become. I mean, I have seen him, one, have some drop passes and some key moments of a couple of games, and then he's also struggled sometimes against a real tough press cover corner. I'm reminded of Patrick Peterson in week five out at Arizona. Peterson really kind of frustrated Steve and just was really locked down on him. And I'd be interested to watch that Aqib Talib Steve Smith matchup tonight. That's an old NFC South matchup from Talib's days with Tampa Bay. So Steve, what he brings now at this point in his career is still the fiery competitiveness. I mean, they feed off a lot of that. You'll see him. He'll be out there tonight yelling at Talib or anybody else who happens to be across the line of scrimmage from him. But he is more of, as you said, a possession guy at this point in his career.
If Carolina is to win this game, Joseph, if you had to pick one guy, who would have to really step up and lead the Panthers to victory?
You know, the easy answer is Cam, but I'm going to say somebody like Luke Kuechly, who, I mean, this is, as you guys well know, that Patriots muddle huddle and their pace offense can really give some teams some fits. You're having trouble making substitutions off of it. So Kuechly, one, has got to get the defense called, and he's a smart guy. I mean, Kuechly, you know, he's a terrific player. I mean, sometimes you hear, oh, he's a cerebral player. That means he can't play. I mean, you guys have seen his tape. I mean, he's the real deal. So he will be part of the coverage against Gronk. He will not be solely responsible. I think they're going to get some safety help on Gronk. But I think Luke Kuechly, for this defense and this team to be successful, has to have a big kind of night, like a 10 to 12 tackle forcing a turnover kind of night.
Joe, before we let you go, one final question. Do you have a pick for this game?
I don't know, man. I did an interview this week with Trent Dilfer, who's in town with ESPN, and he was reminded, you guys would remember this game certainly more so than I would, he was reminded of last year when the Houston Texans came to New England on a Monday night riding high. I think they were 11-1. And really got their doors blown in and really weren't the same team the rest of the season. I don't think that's going to happen. For one thing, you know, that the game's in Charlotte. Carolina's got the home crowd going for it. And this is a top-notch defense. I know the Texans were as well. But I think it's a close game. I'd say the team that makes the not to be diplomatic and ride the fence here, but I'd say the team that makes the plays in the fourth quarter is going to win it. I think it's going to be a one-score game late into the game.
All right, so you're on the fence.
Squarely on the fence, gentlemen.
You know, this show is not as important as Trent Dilfer's. You can make a pick here. No one's going to make fun of you.
Joe, we appreciate
your
time.
Who are you guys picking?
I have the Patriots 23-17, but I don't feel really good about it, I'm going to be honest.
I got the Panthers 27-24.
It's going to be a terrific game, man. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, enjoy it.
Thanks, Joseph.
See you,
Joe. Right, take care. Joseph Person joining us here on the program. What was that? You got a problem?
I said, thanks, Joseph, and he looks at me like, oh, Joseph.
No, I was That's making fun of you.
He does go by that. He does go by
Hoo-wah.
Joseph. He doesn't go by just Joe.
Hoo-wah.
Just go by Joseph.
You were like Al Pacino in that Marines movie. Hoo-wah.
We have to watch like how you enunciate every word of every question you ask in this world.
And the host again wasn't ready to wrap up the interview.
No, I got to crack myself. He does go by Joe. I just looked at his Twitter. His Twitter handle is at Joseph Person, but then in his name, he writes Joe Person.
Oh, okay.
Either one is acceptable. Perfectly
sounds like
okay.
A pen name.
Joseph Person.
Who wrote that story? Joe Person.
Joe Person. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number.
It was
number.
Good, though.
Oh, I meant to ask him about Star Lotulele. Forgot.
Sorry, too late.
Call him back.
Too late.
We can't
ask
get back.
Him on Twitter. Ask him on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones. Eldridge is on the line and has been waiting patiently since almost the start of the show and had to endure that argument that went on here. So, Eldridge, what do you got?
Hey, so how y'all doing? I'm here. I just got to make it to the stadium. I'm in the parking lot.
Did you take Fred for a ride?
Huh?
Did you see Fred?
No, I got to make it to the stadium first. I'm already parked the car like damn near 20 miles away.
Damn near.
He
Dag nabbit.
I'm not going to see Fred.
but
Dad gum.
Andy?
Yeah.
Andy? Love you, man. But you're wrong about that front seven. That secondary, so suspect. But them front folks put pressure on us without the linebackers. The line.
Wait, what was I wrong on? I like their front seven.
Yeah, I like it too. We all do. We all like the front seven.
Paul just hates their defense in general.
He thinks
they're the most overrated unit in the history of football.
I hate their secondary. I do. That's true.
Joe
Person agrees with me, by the way.
I'm not too much worried about that. I'm worried about them containing Cam Newton. Cam is a big end, faster, and he can throw from the pocket and on the run.
I agree with you. I think the biggest concern for the Patriots' defense is the read option. Remember 2 weeks ago Miami was hitting the edges? I have my concerns about the edges of this defense giving up plays.
I agree with your biggest concern, Andy. I agree with your biggest concern. If Carolina is to win this game tonight, it's going to be because of Carolina's offense. And they're going to control the ball and control the clock. And if they do it, that's going to be how they do it.
Joe, whatever his mother calls him, kind of made it sound like, you know, they're putting these drives together and running, you know, they can't win that. No, I think they can. I think they very much can. Because I still am not sold that this Patriots defense, I mean offense, even if it's in a game where they're back and they're good. And
I agree.
They're not just going to blow their doors off. This is a good defense. How good, we don't know for sure. And it's a good offense. That's in its first real game back together.
Yeah.
So don't tell me they're just going to put 50 on the board and kill them. And you know, that Cam Newton can't afford to run the ball.
Last year, I would have said if Carolina wants to come in with the idea of trying to control the ball for 35 minutes, the Patriots will be more than content to score 30 on you in the 25 they have the ball, and you're not going to be able to match that.
And I might say that in 3 weeks from now if they get all healthy and they're back.
That forces you to be perfect on offense. When you have the ball, when the other team has the ball 2/3 of the time, you can still win. I've seen Tom Brady and I've seen Peyton Manning win plenty of times when they've held the ball 22, 23 minutes, but it's because they're perfect in the possessions they have. And I agree with Andy. I'm not ready to just assume that the Patriots will be perfect offensively.
If their line holds up, he'll pick that secondary apart.
Well, I think that too, but you have to have the ball in order to do that.
Right. And don't forget, Marcus Cannon, second career start, and Ryan Wendell could get his ass kicked by Starlo Tulele. I'm sorry to Wendell. But
Ryan Wendell is back kicking. He needs help. But where y'all looking?
Dad gum.
Yeah.
All right, Eldridge. All right, Eldridge. Good talking to you. Thanks for holding on. Appreciate you checking in here on the show. 855-PATS-500.
He's going to the game. Did you hear?
I did. I heard that.
In his brand new.
Yeah, to park like 20 miles
damn
away.
Damn near 20 miles
Camaro?
Away.
Camaro? I think he's got a nice Camaro.
He has a great laugh. Eldridge.
855-PATS-500.
That's the first call he's ever made without asking for another wide receiver to be inserted into the lineup.
That's true.
But he called up and was like, PFW in progress? I was like, yeah, close.
it's all the same.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. We're going to get to some of those emails coming up.
Yeah, why don't you go to the poll center?
And speaking of the poll center.
Yeah, we haven't been there yet.
Speaking of the poll center.
A lot of activity going on over here.
Speaking of the poll center, we're going to do that right after we talk to Robin in Florida. Hi, Robin.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, Robin.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm good.
What's the temperature out there in Alaska?
Long time. First time calling.
Yeah, he said he was in Orlando, didn't he?
Sorry, go ahead, Robin. Don't listen to him.
Oh, okay. Just thinking about this game, I just saw something on ESPN. I mean, in the second half of since 2010, we're like 20-1. I mean, that is phenomenal. And I don't think these stretches get enough like recognition. I mean, that is unbelievable.
The fact that the consistency with which Belichick teams play better in the second half of the season compared to the first is pretty remarkable. It almost is, regardless of how good you think they're going to be long term, however they start, whatever it is, they build towards the second half of the season. And
forget about Super Bowls, forget about championships, but that is just unbelievable. And another thing, have you guys had a chance to kind of look at Brady's stats right now, as far as like the all time greats? I mean, he is putting up some incredible numbers.
Okay.
Yes. No, there's no question he is a, as they call him, first ballot Hall
He's
of
good.
Famers.
He's good.
He 5 years after he retires, the great Ron Borges once told us that in that room where they nominate players at the Super Bowl, the guy who nominated John Elway stood up, said, "I nominate John Elway," and sat down because he knew he didn't have to argue his case at all. The Ron Borges probably will be that guy 5 years after Brady retires, will stand up, say, "I nominate Tom Brady," and let's go to lunch.
Oh, Ron Borges obviously has some mental issues, but, I mean, have you, as far
he's,
as...
He's like, on your side, just so you know. Ron Borges believes Tom Brady will be a Hall of Famer immediately upon being eligible to do so.
Robin, good talking to you. Thanks for the call. 855-PATS-500.
I'm not sure he was listening to Andy on that one.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number.
But thanks, Robin. We appreciate you.
Webradio at Patriots.com.
I thought you were Robin in Alaska, but...
And Facebook.com/New England Patriots is where you can, of course... Get to the Patriots Facebook page. You can listen to us there, and you can go directly to the polls.
You can also play Cheerleader 365.
You can do that. You can do that as well. Let's check in with the Poll Center and Darren Hartwell. What do we got in the Poll Center?
All right, we got multiple polls up so far.
What, three or four people playing 365?
Yep.
Oh, he crossed the line.
Come on.
That was disgusting.
All right, first poll. Of the following offensive skill players, who will make the biggest impact in tonight's game? We've got Ridley, Vereen, Gronk, and Amendola.
Gronk.
77%.
Secondary blows.
Yep. No votes for Amendola, though. Just kind of
none?
For him. Zero.
Really?
What did Vereen get?
15 for Vereen and 8 for Ridley.
Wow.
I just don't think this is going to be a running game tonight.
Sorry, I get
now, maybe
interrupt.
Vereen, is a versatile guy.
Maybe Vereen in the passing game.
First
but
game
I would
back.
Go, I would
inactives
go
are out. Steve Beauharnais. Alphonso Dennard, Steve Gregory, Brandon Bolden, Chris Barker, Josh, Jake Beckett,
Josh.
And Leon Washington.
Not Josh Boyce.
No,
you
no
said
Josh,
Josh
Boyce.
But then you changed it. Okay.
Yeah, it was Beckett. I couldn't read it. But the interesting, Brandon Bolden?
Well, didn't you say that Ivan Fears said that he could have used a little Shane relief?
Yes, but all reports out of, you know, Adam Schefter and the Know-Its, said that Vereen was going to have a limit. The plan was to have a limited role.
Ease him in.
Yeah.
Ease him in.
I'm not sure. If we are right in any way and the offensive game plan is to spread them out and have a sort of an aggressive passing attack, it sounds like Shane Vereen's going to play a lot, which I actually am all for and have said all along. He's been practicing for 2 weeks, and he had a wrist injury. There's really no reason he should be out of shape. You know, I know he hasn't played, but he should be in pretty damn good shape and ready to play. I couldn't envision,
ten
snaps and, his legs are tired.
But
no,
you also,
go.
I mean, based on that, you have all of your wide receivers are now active because there's two that were inactive last week that are active for this game, right? And Tompkins
right.
and Boyce. So, maybe one of those guys, takes on a role tonight and in
no,
some
but
of
I'm
those
just,
spread
I
formations
mean,
at,
so
on a
no
part-time
backs?
No, like Vereen, I think, will be a limited, if the report is right that Schefter had, that he'll be a limited.
Ease him in or whatever it was. Yeah.
So let's say that they, he has got 20 plays tonight, and maybe you get Tompkins 20 plays that he didn't have last week, and all of a sudden there's your 40 plays that you're spreading them out.
No, but if I'm spreading them out, who's my back? In the, are you Ridley? You're just going to have Ridley as the one back?
Or Vereen.
No, I know. Vereen's going to play. But I envisioned a lot more snaps than that.
No.
I thought they were going to spread
I'm not
it out
saying,
a lot.
I don't think that 40 is not a lot.
So you have Vereen playing 40 snaps.
Or Ridley. Whoever. I mean, whoever.
Yeah, see, I'm not all that comfortable with Ridley in my spread it out. I've grown less comfortable with that as the last year plus has worn on. I don't care for him. I don't think he catches the ball all that well.
I don't
well.
Think he catches the ball
I don't think he puts
great.
It away all that well. And I'm not sure he's very good in blitz pickup and pass protection.
No. I actually don't like any of the backs in blitz pickup pass protection.
I'm okay with Vereen.
I don't think any of them are really good at it, to be honest with you.
But
before you barged in with inactives, do we have anything else from the Poll Center? Is there any more to add to that, Darren?
We had another poll.
Yeah,
I thought
so. Jeez, Andy and I are just trying to break down the game. A little personnel package talk. Sorry.
Yeah. A lot of very important stuff going on in the Poll Center. So
what else you got?
Four phases of the game. Which of the four phases of the game are most important to the Patriots' success tonight? The run game, the pass game, or the Patriots' run defense, or the Patriots' pass defense?
Patriots
run defense,
passing offense.
It's one of those two. To
those
me, it's a two
those
two horse question. I am gonna say pass game offense. Pass offense is most. I'm gonna say that my guy, the big Samoan, Isaac Sopoaga. He's going to get the job done in the middle.
Not Lotulelei?
Now the...
Oh, okay.
What?
Not the.
No,
other,
I have my fears
guys.
About that. I have my fears about Ryan Wendell having a nightmare game. I really do.
Yeah, the pass offense is huge, and the run defense is huge. I feel like if you fail in the run defense, your pass offense will not get an opportunity to succeed. That's
ooh,
what I'm worried about.
Look at that cerebral thinking, two steps ahead of us. Ooh, I don't buy it.
Those are the top two votes.
Those should
pass
be
game.
Those should be the top two.
Yeah. Ooh, Zoltan Mesko rooting for the Patriots tonight. His exact tweet was,
"I'm rooting for the Patriots tonight.
Why not? Go Pats." Not a real wholehearted. Like that's right?
E-H-H?
Three H's.
Webradio at Patriots.com.
Still a little sore, I think.
Is where you send the emails. And Al the Mailman writes in.
Al the Mailman.
He knows this game is not at home, but it reminds me of Houston last year, Al writes.
A lot of Houston comparisons.
They came in on a white horse, and we sent them home on a broken-down mule.
That is accurate.
Do you think this game is similar to that?
I don't think it has the potential.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't think that it is.
I think this defense is more legit than that one. I'll say that.
I mean, but that had conference implications. This one doesn't. I think that was a much bigger game than this one is.
No, but that's not – I think that the point that people are trying to make when they draw the comparison is sort of a new team bursting onto the scene, feeling really good about itself, coming in with a lot of momentum, defense-oriented, running game-oriented offensively, and they got their comeuppance. I think that's what people are talking about. No question you're right. Houston last year was 11-1, number one seed, all but locked up, and then before you knew it, they didn't even have a bye. Because
right.
What the Patriots did to them, they took their dignity, they took their manhood, and they went crawling in the fetal position
right.
back home.
But if you want to compare it to similar types of teams with a team that has a chance to maybe prove themselves against the Patriots, then maybe you can make a
comparison.
That's why I think there's similarities.
I think the one difference, though, would be that defense last year for Houston was so J.J. Watt dominated.
And it was also
I think
beat
this
up,
is
too.
A far more balanced defense. I mean, I think you can literally say they have – you know, four or five guys on that front who are playing a big role for why that front is good. I think J.J. Watt was like 75% of why that defense was good last year with that season he was having.
I agree, and I think this defense is better than Houston's defense. And also,
I don't know, they haven't played
right now. It's much healthier. And just as a point of comparison, a lot of people said that Houston hadn't played anybody when they came here last year. If you recall.
And they also have a gimmick there tonight,
it
too.
Maybe turned out to be right.
That I know everybody's annoyed with the whole Letterman jackets.
Oh, the blackout?
Tonight's the blackout.
Blackout.
Yep, blackout night. I mean, that's not a team thing, though. That's fans. It's a little bit different.
I guess it's a little,
Bit different. Yep, Dave's in Connecticut.
Sure, that's not a team
I like, to be honest with
Dave,
you, I like all that stuff. I know some people don't.
Hey, guys, how we doing?
They're wearing their black uniforms. That's a team thing.
Dave, what's going on?
Hey guys, how we doing?
Uniforms.
Excited
all the
for the
time.
Game today. It's a big game, you know.
Oh, I thought they were the team.
Excited but kind of nervous. You know what I mean? I think this is a big test for the pass offense. I know we put up 55 against Pittsburgh, but you know, we seem to have our difficulties against a team that has a solid front seven, and these guys are definitely a solid front seven. You know, you guys are talking about who reminds you of it. It kind of reminds me in a way of when we faced them in 04 in the Super Bowl because. They had a pretty solid front seven back then too, with Peppers and Mike Rucker, and the challenge of that game was could the offensive line control it? I mean, obviously our offensive line has to have a huge game. I think we need to attack. I think we need to be aggressive, five wide and try to spread them out and tire them out. With the no huddle, the running game is going to be key, but I think it's going to be real quick hit. Quick hit and running game, maybe misdirection, trying to just tire them out. And I think it's definitely a winnable game, but I think, every team that plays the Patriots is trying to prove something. I mean, because that, of who we are. I think this is a message that we need to send to the NFL, too, if we plan to go far in the playoffs, because we're going to face defenses like this. Seattle, maybe, the 49ers. I think this is a game where we need to really impose our will offensively. So, I think with Vereen being back, and going maybe like a five wide kind of no huddle attack, we did against Pittsburgh when their defenses were so dominating, we have a good chance of winning, and, real quick question for you. Who's starting on the other corner? Is it going to be Arrington or is it going to be Ryan?
I would assume Arrington.
I would too.
I'd be scared to death to start half the Rutgers secondary against.
You think so? I mean,
Ryan's just not impressed me on the outside at all. I don't know how you guys feel about it.
I think Ryan has made plays. He has not looked very consistent to me. And I think I'd be, again, to start two rookies who both would be making their first career starts, you know, 8 months removed from the Rutgers campus would scare me. I don't care what the passing attack is on the other side.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. We do have open lines for you. You're going to get to more of your emails as well. Webradio@Patriots.com. It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. More coming up next.
More hard-hitting facts and analysis coming up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Dante Hightower, the New England Patriots, and I get ready for every game with Andy Hart and Paparella on the Patriots Pregame Social.
That's really good. Sounds good.
How many times are you going to not turn your mic on? It did sound good. You couldn't even tell where the music whistling stopped.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
Like, is that Andy or is that... Who does that?
Wait, you were whistling?
It's Flo Rida. Yeah,
Flo Rida, that's it.
My God. All right, send your tweets out.
Wait,
with
who
hashtag
goes
I forgot.
PPGS.
I couldn't think of it.
And, all right.
What are you laughing at? We didn't do anything this time.
This entire show. Webradio at Patriots.com.
Listen, it's no
this
worse than the clown show you do Monday to Friday
oh,
from
yes,
2 to 6.
Oh, don't
no,
you dare
isn't.
Talk about our clown show. Like,
you know, you want Paul to just sit here and I'll say something and Paul say, you're absolutely right, Andy. And we'll just do that all day and say ridiculous things, but we'll agree so no one will ever call the other person on it?
I don't agree.
That 800
no,
number,
you've
I
given
forgot
up.
It. I'm sorry.
Here's an email from Robin in Alaska, webradio at
hey,
patriots.com.
Robin.
Robin, this
is the Robin I thought.
Robin writes, kind of fun to hear that Patriots Nation has both coasts covered with robins. By the way, Andy, it's 3 degrees and sunny here in Alaska. Yeah. Considering that I'd brave the often mentioned Florida stench just to be able to feel my toes.
No, you're in a much better place, Florida.
Robin
sucks.
In Alaska.
I'd rather be in Alaska.
Robin sent that in. Thank you for listening, Robin. Appreciate it. Here's another one from Thomas. Hey, guys, with the current personnel on our roster, which scheme are we better running, 3-4 or 4-3?
That's a great question. Since last time we saw this team, when my guy Ike was on the field, they were 3-4, and when he left, they were 4-3. So I wonder if we're going to see that. And I tried to ask Bill kind of about it this week. I didn't know if maybe they did the 3-4 stuff with Sopoaga in his first game because maybe he wasn't really ready. You know, that's what he was comfortable with, whatever. And Bill said no. You know, he was kind of ready to go. He's done pretty much everything. But I think it'll be interesting to see how they play the run defense tonight with Sopoaga.
Yeah, I'm with Andy. I think that you'll probably – I think against a read option type offense that wants to run the ball, I think the 3-4 makes sense. And I think it makes sense to have a guy like Sopoaga out there a little bit more than, you know, the undersized guys in Villano and
that
Jones.
Concerns
Chris
me
Jones.
With Chandler Jones kind of coming up from that outside linebacker
ideal.
Position
it's not
to
ideal.
Set the edge. That concerns me. I'd be running the option right at him every play and making him prove to me he can stop it.
It's like, you know, we were talking, and I'm not sure how much of this, some of the, you know, our conversation spilled over into the break earlier in the show, but a lot of things that you used to be able to hang your hat on for the Patriots, you know, different records in different scenarios. And I think that what you look at sometimes and you remember the dominance, sometimes you don't remember, you know, you lose sight of the fact that some of those things aren't necessarily in place anymore, and that's one of them. They used to have guys like Willie McGinnis and Mike Vrabel, and you didn't worry about it, whether you were playing 4-3, 3-4, or how a team wanted to attack you on the edges. Well, Chandler Jones has been a little bit susceptible to that. And you think back to, was it 2011 in Denver, the Tebow year?
Oh, when he ran it down their throats early?
For like 200 yards in the first, 160-something yards in the first quarter.
Right over Nikovich.
Yeah, they couldn't handle it. And
right
they,
the bleep
and they
over
switched
him.
To a 3-4, and it sort of slowed down from there. And, of course, you know, at some point Tebow had to throw the ball, and therefore the offense left. But I kind of do worry about that a little bit with Chandler Jones. I don't think that he's great at setting the edge.
Just a couple quick things. I have the Panthers inactives now. Our young, they type theirs neatly.
Drayton Florence will play.
I will not have a problem reading theirs because it's neatly typed. It's not chicken scratch.
You sound like a Dr. Seuss.
Tavares
I will not
King,
have a problem reading
those. Marvin McNutt, Kenyon Barner, Chris Scott, Ben Hartsock, Frank Alexander, and Chase Blackburn.
So they're typed all nicely, but yet you still have to read them like that?
Like what?
Ben Hartsock.
I was articulating. I got a couple. I want to hit a couple tweets on the PPGS hashtag. Kavryn Harris wanted to point out, and a lot of people are talking about this, Brandon Spikes making his return to Carolina. And
he's evidently got about 50 people there.
So just a homecoming. Pow!
That's huge.
And then Daniel Capon wanted to shout out for all the UK fans that are watching about 1:30 a.m. across the pond. So we do need to say hello to – this is a tough one. This is a global one. I mean, in Australia, it's going to be – like Tuesday morning, right? Or Tuesday mid-morning.
It's tough enough for us.
Something ridiculous. They're going to be having lunch at halftime or some god-awful thing. But thank you to all.
I don't think it's that much, Andy, but yeah, okay.
Are you sure? If you're in Australia on the East Coast right now, can you chime in? Give us a call, 1-800-429-286.
Wait, did you say Australia?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about England.
The East Coast of Australia. Call and let me know if you'll be having lunch at any point, because my idiot host is confused. That's 1-800-429-286.
He actually had the mic on when he talked. Leave him alone.
I didn't realize you were talking about Australia. Yeah, why don't you, did you give out anything?
Is there a switch to turn your ears on, too, that you keep forgetting to turn
on?
That's
a big question. So put your big ears on.
Pats fans in Charlotte, that's the subject line of Jared's email, and he writes, it's not very surprising to hear there will be a lot of Patriots fans in and around Bank of America Stadium tonight. If you recall another big Patriots game in Carolina, the 2001 regular season finale, the atmosphere was a virtual home game for New England.
The Panthers were 1-15. Of course it was.
Virtual home game during a 38-6 round.
I remember it well. It was not virtual. It was all Patriots fans. Andy was on the sideline for that game.
Is that a good trip for if you're a road? I mean, a lot of people do the Miami one.
Is there a ton to do in Charlotte?
I don't know.
There's a lot of banks.
Charlotte's okay.
NASCAR, if you're into racing.
Nice stadium. I like the stadium.
It is a nice stadium. And if you're into racing, you could probably see, I know there's a lot of NASCAR teams that are held, their home is in the Charlotte area. And that, I think there's actually like a Hall of Fame museum. So
you could do a lot worse than Charlotte for a trip. You could do a lot worse than that.
Oh, God, yeah.
He writes, Jared also writing, that game, of course, was memorable for a number of reasons.
Richard Hundley rushed for 166 yards.
That was originally scheduled as the week two game.
Yep,
but then
correct.
Moved to early January.
Good
when
job,
week
Jared.
Two was wiped out by 9/11. Yep. Then the game itself was great. Punt return for a touchdown by Troy Brown and interception return for touchdowns by both Ty Law and O.T.I.S. Smith, as he writes in his email.
Good job,
from Jared.
Jared
in Vermont.
Love the memory lane stuff.
A nice little piece of nostalgia there for tonight's game.
That clinched the bye, I believe.
Can I rant for 10 seconds?
We got the bye on the way home on that game, Andy, if you recall.
Yes, in the air.
When John Hall kicked a 50-yard field goal for the Jets against Oakland.
And Charlie Weiss was watching over somebody's shoulder, like, and they were watching him like
on one of those portable
wireless
TVs, and someone
at 30,000 feet,
and someone said,
and it worked.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
Well, they were like,
they used to work. If you caught an area where that channel came in, it would change.
Like, you fly over Washington, you'd have to pick up the Washington's affiliate,
and you'd have to keep changing,
and you always had to move it around.
And plus, you're at like 30,000 feet, and like the curve of the Earth, it was a very inexact science,
right? And we got just enough of it.
Trying to see a nipple on the scrambled porn when you were young.
Yeah, you know, you must know.
I was alive for that era, yes.
But we had decided that we had figured out
the
that we lost.
The key is de-scrambling it.
You
can't do it anymore. It's digital now.
Oh,
the Raiders won the game.
Analog days. You could steal that cable.
Remember it was over and done with, Andy?
What?
The Raiders had won. It was over and done with, and everybody was all pissy. Yeah. And then Charlie was like, wait a minute. The Jets are kicking a field goal. And everybody like rushed around like this one seat, and then plane erupted, and, you know, Paul just had to sit there and write a stupid story.
But it is a good story.
No fun for Paul.
You know, out of this week, between this week and next week, and this is not to look ahead, but the Patriots do have Denver coming in here next weekend.
2.5-point underdog.
Right. First time they've been an underdog since 2005 at home, and only the second time since 2002 that they've been an underdog at home. It's obviously a big game.
Who were they underdogs against in 2005? Do you remember?
It was against Indy.
I can't
recall. Indy. They lost that game 40-21, November of 2005. That was the last time they were a dog at home.
How about 2002?
Of these, I can look it up for you if you'd like, but of these two games, which one is the tougher game for the Patriots? Is it tonight in Carolina, or is it next week back home against Denver?
Do you want us to fight again?
What do you mean by tougher?
The more difficult
Carolina,
game to win.
I think Denver. Andy thinks Carolina.
I think this is a tough
game. What do you mean by
road?
Tougher? Are you serious?
Well, I think it's a physical. I think that
because he takes the word tough literally, and Carolina is a tougher
I think this is a tough physical game.
Which game is the
I think Denver's
more
just
difficult
better.
Game to walk away with a victory?
Next week you have to pass and stop the pass. It's a very finesse, modern NFL. They can have their pom-poms out. Nobody will touch the quarterbacks. It'll all be fun and games. This is a real football game tonight.
I don't know why you're not allowed to touch the quarterback.
I don't know, because they made those rules.
So you can't sack the quarterback?
The rule says it's the neck. The rule says it's the neck, but if you're near the neck and you're on the chest, you're going to get a penalty. If you're near the knee on
the
thigh, so now you got a little, it's like an MLB strike zone. It says one thing in the book, but in reality, it's different.
It's like porn. You know unnecessary roughness when you see it.
Yeah, and that wasn't unnecessary roughness. That was a league protecting its stars, which I'm all for. If you want to protect your stars, just say we're protecting my stars.
Let's go back to the phones. Chester is in Oregon.
To quote Zoltan Mesko.
Chester, you're up next.
Hey, what's up, Beetle?
What's going on?
What's up, Andy and Polly? How you guys doing?
Hey, Chester.
Doing all right.
Hey, what's up? I want to shout out real quick. Say, number one, I'm calling out a fraud alert on Carolina. Looking back on their schedule, guys, and I'm sure you've done the same. The
only Paul definitely has.
Yeah, the only decent team this team has beaten is the Niners. I mean, looking back, I mean, they've had a pretty soft schedule so far. Now, I'm not underestimating this defense at all, but, you know, the past in the Belichick era, I believe, are 10-3 after a bye week. You know, I just have a feeling this team is going to throw stuff at them that they haven't seen. This is a classic Tom Coughlin, Norv Turner, love child game. Wrinkles everywhere. I mean, there's no question that the Pats are going to be throwing out some stuff. I know Collar mentioned misdirection plays and such. We're going to spread them out. I have a feeling it's going to be a lot of quick passes. And on defense, guys, you know, I think the misdirection is key. I know that email referred to, you know, whether or not we're better suited to a 3-4 look. You know, I've even considered lining up a 4-6 at times with some of those linebackers and just going after that running game. But I have a feeling we set this tone early. Andy, I know you're really cautious about this one, and I hear you in some respects, but I'm in the court of opinion of Paulie. I think that the Pats come out, and I know you said you'd be shocked at a blowout, Paulie, earlier this week, but I sense a blowout. I'm just going all in on this team. I think we're going to gel with all these toys in the box for Tom. But that's all I got. I'll look forward to catching up with you guys Tuesday. And, Beetle, you take care, too, man.
All right, Chester. Thanks.
I like the it'll be Wednesday, by the way. Quick programming note.
Yeah,
no,
you're still
Patriots,
listening, Chester. Wednesday.
No PFW in progress on Tuesday because
it'll be a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday tomorrow.
So Wednesday we'll get back at you.
Okay, Dale. 855-PATS-500-855.
It's like Christmas.
Paul got a Pepsi. He's going to fight again. Did you hear him? He was starting to just kind of lose his focus, lose his energy. He was way, and now it's back. He'll be arguing with me again.
He was very cranky for a while.
If by for a while you mean the years 2000 to 2013 inclusive, then yes.
Since week 3, 2001.
Tim is in Phoenix. Tim, you're up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, I got a question for you. One of the reasons I really love football is the cerebral chess game that it entails. And I hear everybody around the country, whether it be fans or media writers, talking about how the Patriots are just going to spread these guys out and dink and dunk. I don't think Ron Rivera is a stupid coach, so I imagine he's preparing for this.
Yes.
So with that said, what would be the next step? Obviously, if the
go deep.
Go deep.
Yeah.
Spread them out. I'm going to bring them in. Personnel packages, bunch formation with the personnel package of a 5-wide. I mean, anything.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it necessarily about spreading them out. And I agree with you that that's what most people are anticipating. I think you need to test this secondary. I think you need to prove that you're not going to be afraid of the front four. You're going to trust your offensive line to win some battles. Are they going to be perfect? Probably not. But I think that Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels are going to test the weakness of this secondary, and that's what they always look for as to how to attack a team. What matchups can we win? I don't see them having an answer for Rob Gronkowski deep down the seam. I don't see them having answers for that, and that's what I would attack. You can dink and dunk if you want, but I think Carolina probably figures if it's going to take you 12 plays to get down the field, we're going to get there to disrupt your drive at some point.
Well,
but if they can hit you with some chunk plays, maybe not.
I mean, you look at their sacks. You look at their success on third down. I mean, they have reason to believe, yes, if you want to try to go dink and dunk down the field, we'll make plays before you get – even their success in the red zone will make you kick a
exactly.
field goal. And the other thing I'd say
we
is
don't disagree
the
on
matchups
everything.
You're talking about, well, what if the Patriots can't stop Greg Hardy and Charles Johnson and Starlo Tulele? Because
exactly.
there's only so much you can
exactly.
do there if
well,
you're
you lose.
Trying to help somebody out.
You lose.
And – you know, Greg Bedard just tweeted this. I retweeted it, and he thinks it's a bad matchup, actually, for the Patriots with Solder and Cannon.
I thought that was interesting.
Because of the power factor coming from those defensive ends. And that's sort of piggybacking on my feeling that the power factor with Starlo Tulele up the middle is going to be a major problem. You know, it's 5-on-4. Yes, you do have the numbers advantage, theoretically, because they're not huge into sending extra guys, but it's where you deploy your 5-on-4. At some point, there's one-on-one matchups that you're going to have to win that you might not be suited to win. It's our whole thing. Are they an undersized, pass-blocking, smaller line?
With that said, I got one follow-up to this. If they spread them out, I can see a big weapon being a nice pick route. Now, my question is, early in the season, we were trying to run pick routes, and the receivers were bumping each other's heads. That was not any better.
They have to be better at that at this point, because I think with Amendola and Dobson, they've been out there a little bit together
and
now.
Edelman,
I think they're more comfortable than they were earlier in the year.
Yeah, they should definitely be better at that now. But I do have a little, you know, Teddy Bruschi brought this up, I saw, with Mike Reese. And I think he may have picked the Panthers in a one-point game.
28-27.
He brought up rust. You know, he didn't remember ever having that extended period of time off that they had. And he wonders about rust. And, you know, I think that's, I'm not even sure you call it rust when you're getting guys back and you really haven't all been together. It's almost like they still haven't had the time to gel. And that's why I can't just assume they're going to come out and blow them out and put big points on the board. Maybe I'd feel differently in 3 weeks if this matchup were coming in 3 weeks.
Paul writes in, webradio@patriots.com.
He's right there.
Paul says, it's 10:30 a.m. now. Lunch will be at halftime in Queensland.
Suck it, Mark. Suck it.
I don't know why you think it's so vulgar.
Sound or whatever.
It's not that far away, Andy.
When did you do that annoying sound? I don't remember that.
Oh, no, that was on EEI.
Eat sound or whatever.
Oh. that's why I don't remember.
There were more people listening.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Probably not.
A little shot across the bow.
See, I was just defending PFW in progress. That was personal for him.
That wasn't about the station. It was about Andy.
Screw you.
Who's going to listen to him?
Your mother.
Webradio at patriots.com. Oh, that's it. The your mother jokes are out.
Oh, Jared. Well, that's just not appropriate. It wasn't even timely at that point.
Yeah, that's just excessive.
That's just a guy who's playing with his little button in there.
You have an email you want to read?
Yeah, Paul just, Paul, and
Paul the emailer has precedent over.
Sorry, this is Jared from Vermont emailing. Jared had
what
to send
to Paul.
Paul was the one in Australia.
Paul was in Australia.
Good day, mate. Thanks for helping me out.
But Jared has a question about this Paul. Paul Perillo. Hey, where does Paul get off saying he hates BC without so much as explaining himself?
I went to BU, and I root for Northeastern.
Just want an explanation. I think BC sucks, too.
And why can't you just hate because you hate?
Especially someone like me.
Right. Like,
I just don't like Boston College.
I don't know why anybody would.
Ivy League pretenses. Don't like them.
But what else do you have?
No problem.
You had something you wanted to say.
Kind of what the NESCAC was built on.
How about that?
We talked, the call that we had, the last call, and the name is escaping me, but talked about
Chuck.
A lot of the conventional wisdom.
Tim.
A lot of the stuff that you're hearing about leading into this game. Well, the spread out
is the most conventional of conventional. What if they come out in like a power high?
I wanted to kind of get your opinion on this, Andy and Mark. And you can weigh in from the poll center if you'd like, Darren. I doubt it, though.
Wow.
Well, he never weighs in.
Oh, these.
That was a shot of him not weighing in.
He was getting ready to weigh
in. Weigh in.
Yeah.
And now you've damaged his confidence.
I don't want to weigh in anymore.
Along with the spread out, a lot of times comes the hurry up.
Yep.
And a lot of people think, well, you spread it out, you hurry it up, you keep them from switching. I'm not sure how much they. I mean, I know the front four.
They rotate. They have rotations
up front. And
everybody was
front
raving
front
about Kawan
line,
Short.
But the linebackers are three down players. So
those
I'm not
guys
sure how
consistent.
Much you're benefiting from that.
Yeah, but if the guys they like to rotate are the fat guys in the middle,
the
fat guys have to stay on the field. All of a sudden, my Starlo Tulele starts.
Right. But here's my question:
sucking some Windex.
I think it's a very dangerous. I think it's a very
dangerous.
That's actually
his Polynesian name. They changed it. Lotulele translates loosely to "sucking some wind day."
Sorry, it was good. Come on, Paul.
No, he wanted to talk football at that moment. This is serious. Go ahead, Paul. Talk football. Spread it out. Tempo it. Go ahead.
I think it's a little dangerous in
Go ahead,
a game
Bert.
Like this.
I'm going to call you Bert Breer.
I think that the hurry up in a game like this is a little dangerous because I think the other team already wants to employ a ball control offense.
Oh, it's very dangerous.
Wants to have a time of possession be a big
Unless
part of
good.
It.
Unless you're good.
But all it takes is 1-3 and out.
No, I know.
And all of a sudden,
but you think
a quarter
the defense
is gone
stinks
and
Brady's
going
to pick them apart. We're back to that, yeah.
Okay, listen.
You got to stop putting words in people's mouths.
The Patriots could have four drives. Three of them could be successful.
I know how it works.
And you miss one when you're hurrying up, and all of a sudden the other team's had the ball for 40 minutes.
And you're going against a team that's very good in third down defense. You're still not very good on third down offense.
So that's why I think the blanket statement, spread them out and hurry up, I'm not sure is in the best interest.
Okay, let me ask you. Prior to the last time we saw this team, three out of the last four, they had either been 1 of 12 or 2 of 10 on third down.
More points in my favor.
Now you're going against a defense that's 33% for the year on third down. You are essentially 33%. Would you be
34.
Stunned? All right. I know you swallowed the stats.
That's the essentially 33% part.
They're both 34. A third. Would you be stunned, given all the weapons, and you think that the weapons are back and all bye week and all this crap,
would
you
I
be stunned a 2 for 10 or a 1 for 11 type performance?
Yeah.
I'd be pretty surprised, too.
I'd be stunned. Now, would I be stunned if they score 20 points? No, I wouldn't. Because I'm not expecting the fireworks that I saw against the team that played absolutely no defense in Pittsburgh. I think Carolina will show up and play and make it, and but they won't give those easy plays.
More likely, the Patriots win 20-17 or 35-10.
20-17.
Okay, I would agree.
Now that ain't right. On the pregame show, they're putting a picture of Brady at the combine next to Cam Newton at the combine, and then them running their that just ain't right.
Tom Brady's lucky that they didn't have the tight Under Armour shirts back then.
Oh yeah. Well, he's even worse. I mean, they put Newton in the Under Armour shirt. They have that photo of Brady from on the stage with no shirt on. How come he's is the only one you ever really see like that?
I don't know.
It's like somebody's got like something out against him. That's not a very flattering photo.
Yeah, the league has something out against Tom Brady.
They're trying to get that guy out of the league for years. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. Webradio@patriots.com. And, of course, use the hashtag PPGS. Let's talk a little bit more about Cam Newton. We'll do that coming up next.
More Patriots talk coming up next after this quick timeout.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place, Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel & Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
You've waited all week for it.
No, I can't wait.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
I have some breaking Tom Brady news that we're going to get to. It's coming up.
It's obviously not breaking if you're going to tease it and delay it.
It's breaking news, though. It is related to Tom Brady.
When news breaks.
That's it? Doesn't say that's it.
When news breaks, we break it.
Yeah.
Patriots.com radio.
You guys want the breaking news right now?
Sure.
According to here, Andy, you want to read this? It's in a different language. Some kind of French media outlet.
Agence France-Presse.
Yeah, according to them, two former Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen bodyguards.
Oh, I heard that this morning.
Oh, it's been out there? I just saw the story.
They're going to jail, right, in Costa Rica?
Yeah, they've received prison sentences of 5 years each for shooting at photographers.
During their wedding.
Shooting with guns, not cameras.
That'd be like a battle of flashes.
Yes. Oh, no, no. At their, their Costa Rican wedding. They were shot at by
You
guards.
Remember that story, right?
I do remember
shot,
when it
like,
happened.
Shot like the back window of the car.
Yeah, the back
and
of like the SUV was all shot
out.
It was
out. Like a movie.
It was regarded as wild, unsubstantiated allegations, according to Pro Football Talk. It turns out the
Seems
allegations
more substantiated if somebody's going to prison.
It turns out the allegations weren't quite so wild or unsubstantiated. 5 years each.
That seems a little harsh.
On attempted murder charges, another guard was acquitted.
Yeah.
They're also ordered to pay $10,000 each to each of the victims. Brady and is it Bündchen or Bündchen? I've always said Bündchen. You would know, Andy. You know these types of things.
It's Bündchen.
My husband cannot throw the ball and catch it, too.
They were sued, but it was later dismissed. That's funny.
Wait a minute. How was it dismissed?
Well, it's not funny, but it's interesting.
If they're proven guilty by a court of law, how's the suit dismissed?
So they weren't directly involved with it.
Oh, Brady and Bündchen
were
sued, and that was dismissed. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That was dismissed. But there's your breaking news. Wow. Let's go to the keys to the game, which we just had there. Well, what are your keys to the game?
Did we have the key sound?
Yeah, we did. We played it.
Oh, I missed it.
Want to play it again?
No.
Make you feel time. Better?
The
it
keys
gets back to our poll center question. I think Andy and I are going in the same direction that we
were
with that
wait.
Question.
Oh, stop the run?
Well, that would be mine, and yours
protect
would be
the passer and
yours
throw
would
the
be
ball?
To throw the ball.
Yeah, which starts with protecting the passer. I do not want to see anybody running right up the pooper. Remember Geno Atkins?
Why do you say that every damn week now, Andy?
That is like a common term.
No,
it's not really all that vulgar.
The way in which you say it is not a common way.
It's kind of hard to say it's not really vulgar.
No, but that's a common term, right up the pooper.
Well, you could say the middle and be saying the same
thing. I could. But
clean
I can
up,
also
dude.
Say right up the pooper. Anyway, I don't want to see Geno Atkins-like performance from Starlo Tulele or any of those guys shooting a gap and taking Tom Brady down on, you know, the second play of the game and stunting drives, and all of a sudden you're punting. That's not a good start to this game. So protect
Everyone
the middle.
Everyone sucks with me.
Protect the middle both ways. Stop the run. Protect the middle. Yeah, middle.
Yeah, to me it comes down to stopping the run.
Middle.
That's the way Carolina wants to play. They want to control the ball. They want to control the clock. And they have three different guys that can run the ball effectively. They have Williams and Stewart and also Cam Newton. And I'm worried about him as a runner in third down situations, not necessarily zone read type runs, but getting out of the pocket and picking up key first downs. I'm worried about not having the ball often enough in this game tonight. So that's, to me, it starts and ends with stopping the run. You contain the running game, you put them in third and longs, you win this game.
Cam Newton is not just, I would say he's not just a running quarterback in terms of a quarterback who's athletic and can run with the football. When he runs, he's basically a quarterback that also happens to be able to double as a running back.
He's a big running back.
The way in which that guy runs is he's a huge, huge threat out on the field. I hope people realize that if they haven't watched a lot of Cam Newton, that when he runs with the football, it's better than just, he's an athletic quarterback who can run with it. He's much better than that.
No, he is a running back sized, running back speed, running back maneuverability. You know, I was talking to Paul about this. Like Ben Roethlisberger, they had some preparation for facing a big quarterback with a strong arm who can keep plays alive. But Roethlisberger doesn't run. Roethlisberger never looks to run. It's why he has so many sacks. Newton will look to run at some point, and when he does, he's a big man who's running fast, so it's Roethlisberger to that next generation, and that's a major challenge for this defensive front.
Yeah, Cam Newton's like 6'6", 250. I mean, this is a big dude
right,
who
but
can really.
You know the difference? We have a guy who's like 6'4", 260, who's supposed to be able to run. His name's Dante Hightower. But I guarantee you, if we see Cam Newton running and Dante Hightower chasing, you will say, "Wow, that guy's a lot faster than our linebacker."
We'll see
who's
separation.
Supposed to be fast. Yeah. So that's problematic for the edge of this defense. Now, it'll be interesting to see if it's a 3-4 front. That allows those guys, they're back a little bit more room to run. But again, they're setting the edge. I think that those edge guys are going to be in unique position.
I think they are because containing Cam Newton to me is a big part of this. I would force Cam Newton to throw the football in this game. Make Cam Newton have to sit in the pocket, make throws. He has a great arm. Okay. He's got a very powerful arm. But in terms of him making accurate throws or across the middle of the field.
Oh, sometimes they're horrific.
Huge, huge problem at times for Cam Newton.
Yeah. And
you talk about those edge guys. Keep him contained. Don't let him outside of the pocket. Force the guy to make throws. And I think that's the way the Patriots defense can make some plays.
And it can be streaky for him. I believe I watched the Pro Bowl and he was horrific. It was one of the games where he just, he couldn't throw. Like it was like it wasn't going where he wanted to.
Right.
If you remember, I believe his combine workout, he was horrific. I believe he put some in the stands, didn't he? Wasn't that him who was horrific? He has these stretches where he's real, because he has a strong arm. I think that's the other part
he's
of it.
Rocket
so, like,
for an arm.
When it's off, it's really off. Like, if he misses a guy crossing, well, it goes another 15 yards down the field because it's got such velocity. A quick update. I know you just asked. So, Dindo Alexandre Bier on Twitter says, it's actually said Binchin. Not Bunchin.
Binchin.
It's pronounced B-E-E-N.
Binchin.
Binchin. Seems like a guy who knows what he's talking about. I'll click on him, but he probably is from somewhere where he would know. He's Rumo al Tupo que Oresto y Aperitivo.
Binchin. 855. Porches out.
He is so offensive tonight. He's just offending everybody left and right with various sound bites.
8-5.
No one said Mexican hat dance. No one brought it up. You can't just bring it up out of the nowhere because I brought up the Spanish
Mexican.
Language.
She's
not everybody
Mexican.
South of Florida does the Mexican freaking hat dance.
855.
I am offended as a journalist. Uh, Ben Volen predicts Patriots 24, Panthers 23.
You know I don't speak Spanish. English, please.
See, that's not offensive. That's fine. I'm okay with that.
That's okay. That's not crossing the line. That's good. James writes in, webradio@patriots.com. Hey, guys, tried to call, but my damn battery died on hold. That was a pretty good argument to start off the show, but I can only score it a 7 of 10.
And he was calling from Australia, I think, too.
Was he?
I believe we didn't get him on.
Well, he writes, he can only score it a 7 of 10 because there was no over-the-top yelling or self-censored expletives. Got the day off of work for the game. It's nice and sunny here. So I've already been for a run. Big Head's marathon efforts got me to step things up and train more. His question for the day is simple.
Do you see car racing in like Australia or someplace? Do they take only right-hand turns? You know how the toilet goes the other way, so would the racetrack go the other way?
Also drive on the other side of the road.
So I wonder if they do go right on racetracks down there.
They're probably true.
But they don't really have NASCAR. They have road races, right?
I don't really know.
It's like F1.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah. His question for the day is simple. Do you see Devlin, Hooman, and the backs being kept in for extra pass protection? And what are you expecting?
Well, that would certainly blow up our whole theory of spread them out and make plays that if Devlin, Hooman, and everybody's on the field.
And that would be the opposite. What are you expecting from Vereen in this game?
I'm expecting 4 catches for 62 yards and a touchdown. And 11 carries for 47 yards.
Very definitive.
Yeah, no, I'm expecting a decent day. I said it. I'm not giving him the, he's going to knock the rust off. He needs to get his ass out there and make plays.
I not necessarily the receptions. I'll take the under on the receiving the carries and yards. I'll take the under on.
And the touchdown.
Let's play an over-under game quickly before we move on to the next point. Let's play the over-under game.
Your next point?
We get courtesy of Nigel in Sydney, Australia. We are so big
in
Australia.
I think Australia is now rivaling Great Britain, UK, whatever.
We should take this show on the road.
I would love to go to Australia, except for that long
And then Andy walk around and just say, g'day, mate, to everybody he meets. Nigel writes
in. Punch me in the face. And I'd be walking up.
Now I really want to go.
Giving the old Croc Dundee test to everybody I see.
Here's the over-unders from Nigel. Josh Boyce receptions. He's setting this at 1.5.
I'll
take the under.
Gronkowski touchdowns at 1.5.
I'll take the over. He's going to quadruple it.
Here's a good one. Pat's defense sacks at 2.5.
Under. I don't think they throw enough.
I'm going to go over too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you. I think they're going to get 3. I'm going to go with 3.
I would go 3. You said over. I thought 2.5. You said over. I figured.
Well, I could have said 4. Could have said 5. I could have said 10. Any of those would have qualified as overs. Shane Vereen carries 10.5.
Oh, I took 11.
I'm going to say
you
under.
You took 11?
Yeah. I took over.
I'm
I just said 11 for 47. I got to stick with
I'm
it.
I'm going to take the under.
Taking the under as well. Daron Harmon missed tackles. 1.5.
Under. I'm not expecting Mr.
Paul
tackles.
Is not happy with that question at all. He gave the Bill Belichick vomit face.
I just feel bad for the guy. I mean, he missed a tackle.
Yeah, but he's going to start. He's going to play a lot.
No, I know, but like, is that the thing he's known for now?
I'll take the over. He's going to play a lot. He's going to have a chance to miss tackles.
I will say Andy's very high on the amount of carries that Vereen gets. I don't think the Patriots are going to run the ball very much tonight. But when they do... I would expect it to be in that kind of a situation where maybe they get sacked on first down at 2nd and 17 and they pop a Vereen draw in there somewhere. Something like that.
My friend from Brazil, Dindo Alexandre Briere, says he's from the same state as Giselle. And he does say that Kev's being a douche tonight. And if I give him the 800 number for South America, he'll teach you. I don't think we have one of those.
All right, let's go back to the phones, to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Let's talk with Eric Scalabrino.
We're stuck down Germany. Here in the studio.
I guess Germany.
Boring.
For the latest from the field, let's go to the press box.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Here's Eric Scalabrino.
Joining us on the line from Charlotte, inside the press box at Bank of America Stadium, is Eric Scalabrino. Eric, what's going on? What's going on down there? What's the scene?
Hey, fellas. The scene is that the Patriots and Panthers are all on the field warming up, getting ready to go into their 11-on-11 period. And good news for the Patriots, as you guys already know, Shane Vereen keep the lead, both active tonight. Josh Boyce, also active. A lot of people on Twitter very excited about the potential for his possibly being involved in the kickoff return game, something we haven't really seen much of from him at all this year, but people are still anxious to see that. One thing I do want to note, guys, is something just to watch. I tweeted a few minutes ago. During special teams warm-ups, Julian Edelman was waiting for his next rep and tried to get out of the way of might have been Kenrell Tompkins, I think, who was trying to field a punt and sort of spun out of the way to get away from, you know, to get out of Tompkins' way and kind of caught his left ankle in the turf and seemed to do something with it, aggravated it a little bit, and kept trying to work it out and has continued to do so during warm-ups and is out there right now still. But just something to keep in mind as the game goes on, that he did do a little something to that left ankle in warm-ups, and see if that has any effect on him during the game.
Will do, Eric. That's a good nugget. And I did want to ask you, how does the turf look? Because I know some people were saying it looks beautiful, but that's a turf that in history was bad. I mean, Dan Morgan, it like ended his career, and there were some concerns with that turf over the years.
You're right. I do recall that. And there are right now down in the I'm right at about the 10-yard line in the Patriots end zone here, and there are quite a few divots along the sideline here, and that's near the area where Edelman caught his ankle earlier. Other than that, it does look in pretty good condition overall, especially considering this time of year. But I think that's something to watch. That down at this part of the field, at least, I'm seeing a lot of divots. I'm trying to look at the other end where the Panthers were warming up, and I don't see nearly as many. But something maybe to keep in mind as the temperature dips a little tonight. It was very warm here today. Probably like mid-70s, and it's going to dip a little bit tonight. So I don't know if that might play a little bit of a factor or not with the field conditions. But as of right now in warm-ups, the field looks as good as I've seen a grass field this late in the season.
Eric, prior to the bye, we saw Rob Ninkovich have an issue with his foot. What's it look like for him out on the field tonight?
Yeah, that's a good one, too. I tweeted about that earlier, too. Normally, Ninkovich isn't a guy who comes out and gets a lot of early warm-up reps, but he was out here shortly after the inactives were announced, when most players on both teams are back in the locker room, and he was doing the 50-yard sprints on his own and doing some other extra warm-up type thing, looking like he was trying to test out that foot that he hurt against the Steelers a couple weeks ago. He's been practicing, as you guys know, and is active, and I expect him to play tonight. But that was kind of curious, because he is not a guy who normally is out here getting warm-up reps or doing any sort of activity, and he was tonight, so I have a feeling it has to be because of the ankle.
Eric, what are you seeing in terms of warm-up reps in the back end of the defense? Obviously, we return Aqib Talib, Dennard's out. Yep. Who's the starting corner? How's Talib look? Daron Harmon, first start. Give me all that rundown.
Right. Well, you're right about that in the safety McCourty and Harmon looks like right now. Kyle Arrington taking the spot on the right where Dennard would normally be, and Talib on the left side. Seconds are out there right now, and you've got Marquise Cole on the right and Logan Ryan on the left. Nate Ebner and Tavon Wilson getting the backup safety reps there. So nothing.
And the backups for the Panthers would be licking their chops just going after that safety tandem.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Oh, I
wish this was a preseason game.
Seriously.
You'd hear those growls left and right.
Yeah, no kidding. And one little note about the Panthers. First time seeing Cam Newton in person. And, boy, the guy just looks big in a uniform, even from this far away. I'm watching him take some warm-up snaps right now. And he's bigger than he even looks like one of his linebackers. He's a really big dude who can move very fast, too. It's going to be frightening if he gets out of the pocket at all.
Most important question from me, have you had a Krispy Kreme yet?
Not yet. I'm pacing myself. I did have some dessert earlier today before we left.
No!
A nice barbecue joint and had some good food there, some dessert. I had a milkshake before I came to the stadium, but don't worry, there's plenty of time. There'll be some Krispy Kremes.
All right, most important question from me. Did you take part in the bikini soiree, and did you enjoy a spread?
Actually, I was misinformed at the time. I was sitting in our hotel room.
Story of your frickin' life.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Girls in bikinis, and you're laying in bed.
Yeah. Fred didn't tell me that it started at like 2 o'clock or something, and we got in at like 4:30. And he
you
want to
make $5 the hard way?
So no, I did not end up going over there. But Fred showed me some pictures, and it looked like there was a little bit of talent in the house.
All right, now back to the game before we let you go. Obviously, a big game for Charlotte. Patriots fans there, the city of Charlotte excited, blackout tonight. Has anything that's occurred, I don't know, in the area, the emotion, whatever you're feeling in the stadium tonight, has that altered your thoughts on this game at all?
Well, yeah, the blackout thing is certainly visible right now, even though the stadium is probably only about a third full at this point. Everybody, it seems, is wearing black. But the Patriots have traveled very well. A lot of Patriots fans in the city. When we went in today for lunch, we saw a lot of people with Patriots jerseys. Our hotel was kind of swarming with fans outside trying to get glimpses of players and pictures and whatnot. So the Patriots fans will be heard tonight, I think, but it's definitely a big game for this city and for this team. I think the big win last week against San Francisco may have given them some hope that they're starting to become a team to be reckoned with, and this is going to be a good test for the Panthers, but also I think a good test for New England with this tough defense and with a guy like Cam Newton and his athletic ability. It's going to be, I think, a very close game, possibly an ugly turnover-filled game. That's kind of what my gut is telling me. And that could still lead to a high-scoring affair, but it could be, I think, a very sloppy game for a while.
All right, Eric, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Krispy Kreme, my friend. Krispy Kreme.
Have a donut.
Throw some of those Krispy Kremes in your bag. Bring them home.
Look to the Krispy Kreme.
All right, I'll see you in the morning, guys.
Nothing like a 4 a.m. Krispy Kreme for the PFW boys.
Krispy Kreme is good.
Yeah, it is.
Is good. By the way, speaking of food, Travis from Tennessee emails in, wanted to know if we got the cookies that he sent in.
Tremendous cookies.
Yes,
we enjoyed
we did.
Them. Actually,
yes,
we had a couple tonight because there was a package that was labeled Patriots pregame social. So, yes, took some home. My kids had some. Very good. None of us died, so we trust you. We thank you, Travis.
It's true. None of us did die. Thanks, Travis.
Yeah, you know, you're always rolling the dice. A box of cookies arrives via FedEx. You eat them. I mean, you could die.
They're like vacuum packed, though.
Oh, because no one could poison them and then vacuum pack them. What did you think? They would actually say cyanide
on them? I wouldn't put that
them?
Much work in if I was going to poison you.
Well, you'd be a terrible murderer.
I probably would be.
Just like the rest of you.
Not as good as someone else that was around here.
But Travis, again, thank you for sending those along. Thank you very much. ESPN's Trent Dilfer just called Carolina tight end Greg Olsen. This according to Jared the emailer. The other superstar tight end in this game, and I mean that superstar. Do you guys agree?
Greg Olsen?
Yeah.
I do not.
Superstar?
Yeah, he said that.
I actually think he could give this defense trouble, but I'm never going to label him a superstar.
I think he's a good player, but when I talk about a superstar at a position like that.
A little bit strong there on the superstar there, yeah. Trent.
I mean,
just so you know, I wouldn't have put Aaron Hernandez in that category last year either.
But I mean, in a league
Gronk
that has
at a level,
young guys named Gronkowski and Graham, old guys named Gonzalez and Witten and all that, I mean, Greg Olsen's not a blip on a frickin' radar.
Yeah. Antonio
that doesn't
Gates,
mean he can't hurt you and make some
play.
Yeah. I mean, Greg Olsen, come on. He's a zit on the tight end ass of the NFL.
We do not have the six-pack this week because we don't have six games to pick, but we will pick this game and get an update on where we stand in the standings. Let's do that now.
Nothing like cracking open a six-pack. Andy, Paul, and Mark pick six games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday six-pack.
A couple of minutes remaining here on the show. What are the records? How did we do last week?
So 2 weeks ago, we had
Goodbye.
Paul and Andy
last show we
at 2-4.
Ugh, suck.
Mark making up some ground at 4-2.
Oh,
so the season standings are Paul still on top at 26-24 with a 3-game lead over Mark, who's 23-27, and Andy just pissing down his leg at 20-30.
Well, you guys suck.
Wow.
I go 2-4 and I still have a 3-game
falling
lead.
Out of this thing, huh, man?
See, I only can analyze good football, and the NFL doesn't provide any good football, so it's hard to really
Except
break it
Except for
down.
When Carolina's playing defense.
Wait, what?
Except for when Carolina's playing defense.
So let's pick
played anybody.
Game. Latest line still, what, 2.5?
Two
right?
and a hay.
I saw
two
that
and a half.
Hefe in Vegas A was saying it was trending towards Trey.
2.5 from the spread I just got online.
Well, let me check. You want me to check? Let's check the up to the
two
second
and a half
lines.
Is fine.
That's 2.5
pick.
2.5 is the standard.
I'm taking the points no matter what they are.
I'm taking the points, too.
I like the Patriots in this game. I just think that they have more experience.
Final score?
23-17.
I'm going 21-20.
I am going 23-20. The New England Patriots will lose to the Carolina Panthers in Carolina. I just don't like all the factors that the Panthers do well, even though they did it against nobody. It was like peewee football they played through the first 9 weeks. I know this is the big boy game.
Only 7 out of 9.
So Paul and Mark with the Pats, Andy with the Panthers.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Make a record of that. It's going to be a close one tonight.
Ooh,
enjoy.
It's good. I can pick up a game on both of you.
I feel like Andy's just picking that just to make
no,
up
No, you can
game.
Check well, the six-pack on Patriots.com. I got 23-20.
Yeah, we don't give you credit for that thing. Let's wrap things up here. Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Dan.
Wow, that's the wrap-up? We don't even get to say anything? This is
that's
your
great.
Show?
Enjoy the game, everybody.
Guy finally remembered to turn his mic on. Now he thinks it's his turn to talk.
Come back when the game is over right here, same place, Patriots.com radio. We'll take your calls, we'll take your emails, and we'll discuss what happens tonight between the Patriots and the Panthers. I'll talk to you then.
Eat sound or whatever.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots square off with the Carolina Panthers.
Patriots tight formation. Quick hitter Brady with a playmaker. And open. Aaron Dodson down the right side. Headed to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Be sure to tune in to Patriots.com radio for the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand immediately following the game.
Two receivers left, two to the right. Brady on a deep drop looking to throw. Pumps in the pocket. He fires down the middle. A wide open Amendola. Touchdown, Patriots!
Log on to Patriots.com all week long for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.